The stage. Let's pass you over to the translator to hear what he will announce.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, may God hasten the re-emergence of Imam Mahdi. The president is citing actually verses from the Holy Quran. I, for one, would like to congratulate you on the anniversary of the day when Iranian scientists mastered the technology to produce nuclear fuel. I would like to congratulate you and the Iranian nation and all freedom-seeking nations in the world on this occasion. Also, I'm very happy and I thank God. And once again, I would like to congratulate to you all actually on the great achievements that were unveiled today before your eyes. Today, Iranian scientists and experts have fully mastered the nuclear technology and have been taking giant steps and moving at full pace towards meeting all domestic needs and making proper use of homegrown potential in the field of nuclear energy. Really, the nuclear achievements by Iranian, we should be proud of nuclear achievements by our own scientists, not only for the Iranian nation, but for all independent nations and governments across the world. I would like to mention a point here, and that is, actually, you and all our scientists are well aware of that, but it's not a bad idea to remind you of that. Iran's status today in international relations and Iran's role in improving the situation of the world and pushing it towards justice and in line of respecting the rights of nation is a very great one. Today, the Iranian nation actually is relying on a solid base for all good wishers and all freedom wishers, actually freedom seekers, that is, and all justice seekers. There is a deep bond between the Iranian nation and other nations in such a way that almost all nations of the world they consider Iran's achievements as their own, and wholeheartedly they celebrate the Iran's achievements. In the news and reports I have read, I have seen it all the way through, and in more than 60 countries, I have been in contact with different levels of the society in more than 60 countries, and I have seen with my own eyes this deep bond with the Iranian nation. Today, any accomplishment by the Iranian nation constitutes a step forward towards real freedom and independence for all nations. And all nations actually are in line with that. Today, the pace of the Iranian progress on different fronts, especially in nuclear technology, which is very important. It is very actually proud. Look at the achievements unveiled today. Well, in Natanz, we are to establish, actually install 60,000 centrifuges. It can produce the fuel needed for a nuclear facility in 1 year. With the replacement of the centrifuge, which is all completely developed by Iran, instead of the first generation centrifuges, the new generation will be more effective, using the same facilities, the Natanz facilities, without any need for any physical expansion of the buildings and all that. We will be able to provide actually nuclear fuel for 6 plants, because the new one is 6 times faster. And as for the dummy fuel, as you can see, there are 2 rods and 2 sheets sideways. The right sheet is for the nuclear fuel, and the left sheet is cut in half for you to see the inside. And this sheet is 1.5 millimeters thick. At the core of this sheet, you will find a 7 millimeter fuel sheet, and this fuel will of course go through certain processes later. In different fields, we are seeing numerous achievements in the agriculture, medicine, industry, healthcare. Dr. Salehi actually elaborated on that very well. With God's grace today, and of course on the back of relentless efforts of our revolutionary people, we have fully mastered the different dimensions. We have full control over different dimensions of the nuclear technology. Maybe we are the only country which actually has, which actually possesses everything from A to Z, from the exploration of mines to the processing of yellow cake, and then later processes for that to be prepared for enrichment, later the enrichment itself. The equipment and the machines are very sophisticated ones. Actually, they have to spin at very high speed to separate particles and all that. If there is a lack of balance or a snag, whatever, in this machine, okay, in that high speed, in a matter of seconds, this machine will break down and collapse. There should be very, very careful measurements, very careful and very actually carefully made alloys and all that, which have all been accomplished, of course, by local experts. And as for the power plants, you can see they are being launched one after the other. As for the production of medicines, actually, there is a reactor in Tehran, the Tehran Research Reactor. We produce radio medicines there. About 25 years ago, when it ran out of fuel, they delivered a shipment of fuel to us, and we paid for them, of course, for that. Well, that ran out as well, and this reactor needs the 20% enriched fuel. As usual, we asked the IAEA to actually give us the 20% enriched fuel. The IAEA Director General at that time, he relayed our request to 2 countries, and they said, okay, we will provide you with that fuel. We welcomed that idea. During the talks, they said, in order to actually settle the nuclear issue, you give us 3.5% enriched fuel, then we will process that, change it to 20% enriched fuel, and then return it to you to be used for the Tehran nuclear reactor. At the beginning, we said, okay, we are cooperating, and